So that, you know, we're talking like 1780s.
Oh yeah, I mean they were doing. I think they started this in the 1600s with the cowpox. If I remember, we'll clear it up for you on Monday. I don't want to claim to be an expert on how smallpox vaccination came to be.
Cowpox served as a natural vaccine until the modern smallpox vaccine emerged in the 20th century.
Okay, so it came out of cowpox. I wanted to get this call, Tom the Trucker, Oak Creek, Wisconsin. What you got for us to close out the week?
I got a problem with you, Mr. Travis.
Uh-oh.
I also am a fan of the brown sugar dinosaur egg oatmeal. I have two packages every day. And because you said something yesterday, I have two packages left, and I just went through my grocery list and tried to go online to order it. Every grocery store around me is out of it. I didn't even tell my doctor what I have for breakfast, and you told 50 million people.
First of all, the dinosaur oatmeal people, Buck, should spend every dollar in marketing they have with this show for the rest of their lives, because we probably sold more dinosaur oatmeal than they've ever sold based on anything. And now I'm hearing it from my wife that we're not going to be able to get it for my own kids. Got truck drivers in Wisconsin. You can't find this stuff anywhere.
So yes, we're combining two things here. Smallpox, the first vaccination, 1796. English doctor Edward Jenner noticed milkmaids who got cowpox were protected from smallpox. So yes, I guess it was early 1800s that Adams would have, like 1802 that he, or around there. So that was initially how they were using it to protect people. But then Jenner took material from a cowpox sore. I'm trying to do this very fast. We got 15 seconds. And yep, that's pretty much it. That's how they got it going.
There are milkmaids involved. It's so old that they got it from milkmaids. A lot different than mRNA. Mess. We'll talk about it more on Monday. Thanks for hanging with us.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
If one of your goals this year is to do business with companies who share your values, then switch to Pure Talk for your cell phone service.
Pure Talk is proudly veteran-owned. They proudly employ a U.S.-based customer service team.
Their service kicks butt. It's on one of the largest networks out there with blazing fast data, talk, and text for just $30 a month.
That's probably half of what you're paying Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile.
You can keep your phone and your phone number and switch over in as little as 10 minutes.
Pure Talk has a first month risk-free guarantee. Try it, and if you're not completely happy with your Pure Talk service, you'll get your money back.
Support a company who supports you. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say Clay and Buck and get 50% off your first month. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Now, I've told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, "I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Guten Tag. This is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine Key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to OIG.SSA.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Rescuers are racing to find survivors in the aftermath of a massive tornado-spawning storm system that barreled across parts of Georgia and Alabama on Thursday, killing at least 9 people. Meanwhile, in Southern California, which has had more than its share of heavy downpours recently, another storm will be arriving this weekend. That will clear by Sunday, and then another rainstorm forecast for Monday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. is projected to reach its roughly $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in less than a week. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
An estimate from the Peter G. Peterson Foundation shows the nation's debt ceiling above $31 trillion and within striking range of the limit set more than a year ago. Yellen shared the estimate in a letter to Speaker Kevin McCarthy Friday. She also warned the department would soon have to begin taking extraordinary measures to stave off a default to buy time for Congress to find a bipartisan solution. McCarthy has pressed for any action to address the debt ceiling to be tied to spending cuts sought by Republicans. However, proposals for significant cuts are likely to find trouble in the Senate, where Democrats still hold control. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, in a landmark decision, a federal district court has dismissed a lawsuit by an LGBT pressure group, which sought to bar students from using federal loans at colleges where biblical sexuality is the rule.
They were asking the court to punish those religious schools and their students merely for holding and living out those widely accepted religious teachings.
As Ryan Tucker of Alliance Defending Freedom, which won the case in court, Tucker points out that Title IX explicitly protects the freedom of religious schools to operate according to their beliefs. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 40 points, and the NASDAQ adding 36. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means a new day after loan of 1 week or less. The interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Banner Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's total for this. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, never in a hurry to develop its property, Station Casinos appears ready to build a Henderson parcel it's owned since 2007. In a letter to the Henderson City officials, Station has outlined plans for a 600-room hotel casino in the Inspirada community on the southern edge of the Vegas Valley. The project would reportedly be built in three phases and include more than 80,000 square feet of casino space, restaurants, a bowling alley, and movie theaters. The Henderson City Council is scheduled to consider that project at its March 7th meeting. Construction is not expected to begin until January of 2024. The WNBA All-Star Game is coming back to Las Vegas. The league has announced the 2023 All-Star Game will be played July 15th at the Michelob Ultra Arena. The All-Star Game weekend will also include a skills challenge, a three-point contest the day before the game. This will also be the third time that Las Vegas has hosted the WNBA All-Star Game. Of course, we're hosting the Pro Bowl in just a few weeks. The city previously hosted the event in 2019 and 2021.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as we check out what's going on here on the freeways, look out for a crash on the Southern Beltway, 215 East at the 15 interchange. You're backed up past Decatur there on 215 West. Also, watch for an accident on Interstate 15 northbound. That's blocking the Symphony off-ramp downtown.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday the 13th, January 13th. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Friday the 13th. Do you believe in that? I'm a little skeptical, but I have a lot of friends that really believe it. Whether it's Friday the 13th or just any other Friday, we celebrate what we like to call the best day of the week. Buckle up, folks.
Man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on, you know better. It's the best day of the week. It's the day that we work all week for. And here we are, Friday. And Friday the 13th, whether you believe in it or not, it's here. We're going to find out if Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2 believes in Friday the 13th and all that goes with it. Congressman, always good to have you with us. Are you back in district?
He dropped off.
Well, we had him, and then we lost him. Hang on, well, we're dialing them up. Yeah, that must be a Friday the 13th phenomenon. Let's see it. Let's see if it is. Congressman, I have a feeling Friday the 13th was just rearing its ugly head with the phone lines. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, I'm fine. That was my bad. Phone lines are in good shape as far as I know, Kevin.
Okay. By the way, do you believe in this Friday the 13th thing?
Well, you know, I was listening to you guys when I was, and I'm like, Jesus, it is Friday. So I don't know if I believe in it or not, but I understand it completely. So be a little more careful, huh? I'm getting ready to drive to Ely here when we get done. So I'm like, geez, you better make double sure you drive careful on that one, huh?
Yeah, and of course, coming up in Ely tomorrow, the Central Committee convention, which is always fun and always fiery and contentious, and we'll find out what this is going to be about. Do you expect anything major to come out of these meetings this weekend?
Well, they're combining that, and then White Pine County's having their Lincoln Day dinner tomorrow night, so you get two for the price of one, not literally, but sort of. We got a little race going for the National Committee Woman. That's kind of the major draw of folks looking for a little arm wrestling or something.
Have you thrown your support behind any of the candidates?
Well, I have a vote, and I'm going to vote for Chata Sigal.
Wow. Okay. Running against Pauline Lee.
Yep. Hey, and listen, nothing against her. I'm just like, hey, I know this person. She, I've seen Pauline, I think, at a couple things over the years, but, and they're both from Las Vegas, so it's not a regional thing, Kevin. But I'll tell you this, and it's kind of a regular thing. If you've got a statewide responsibility, I think it's a strength if you know where Carlin is and Winnemucca and you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying the other one doesn't, but I have seen the person I'm supporting at all those places. And, oh, by the way, there is this loyalty thing, which is sometimes people think doesn't exist in politics. But, you know, I went through a primary where there were people who didn't have to support me who did, and she was one of them. So, you know what? Unlike me in this business, I tend to try to remember those who supported you when they didn't have to and didn't ask for anything in return.
Again, Mark Amaday joining us, Congressman from CD2. You survived this bizarre week in the life of the House of Representatives last week. Tell me what that was like.
Well, I mean, first, I don't want to minimize anything, but it was... So we were supposed to do that on Monday, and we ended up doing it 4 days later. Or whatever it was, it was a lesson for me in just how far the national media, Kevin, have progressed to. We have very little news anymore, and everybody's a commentator. Everybody's a commentator. And, of course, because it's Republicans, most of the national folks loved it. Oh, they're in disarray. How are they going to govern? Blah, 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 blah. And it was like, well, let's look at the facts, Kevin. It was always 91-9, okay? Percentage wise. And you've got a guy in Kevin McCarthy who said, I'm not going anywhere. And had he said, oh, I'm wondering about whatever, but it's like he stayed the course. And listen, I mean, this is a Democratic Republic. When you got 91 going and it's like, whatever, the 9 doesn't bring the 91 to their knees. I mean, I don't mean that facetiously. Because a lot of these guys are friends of mine and I respect them, but it's like, okay, so you've got a lever because it's a five vote difference and you're going to use that lever. That's fine. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to come together and the 91 ain't going to the 9.
But yet we almost ended up with fisticuffs on the floor of the House of Representatives. You've been around that body for quite a while now. I mean, is that what you expect out of the House of Representatives?
I don't expect that, but also I saw. I mean, I was on the floor, but I'm looking at that going, well, okay, people, emotions were running high and people were trash talking, but you know, maybe it's because I grew up in a tough neighborhood or whatever. It's like if that was fisticuffs, whatever. You know, I mean, what the heck? Emotions are high. If you didn't care about this on either side, then you probably shouldn't be there. I think that was over an impression that what's his name had that Gates had somehow. Of course, the rumor mill, Kevin, all week. Oh, they made this deal and they made that deal. And oh, my God, the rules. It's like, Kevin, when you looked at the rules, the only thing that changed. Listen, we had a meeting where everybody offered rule stuff. And the rules consist of what everybody said. Yeah, that's a good idea. Much of it, Kevin, is what the rules were before Nancy Pelosi dismantled the place over 48 months. The only real change after we got done with our conference meeting on the rules was that the motion to vacate went from 5-1, and everybody's going, oh, my God. It's like, whoa, it was always one before Nancy Pelosi got there. You know, so it's like, oh, my God, anybody could do it and whatever. It's like, well, yeah, they can. And it's like, how are they going to govern? Most of the stuff, Kevin, this last week is an example. There's not going to be a lot of fights amongst Republicans on what to do on the border. You know, there's not going to be a lot of fights, as you've already seen, about what to do with 83,000 new IRS agents. There's not going to be a lot of fights about do we need to unleash energy on this stuff and go after it. There's not going to be a lot of fights on oversight, you know, whether it's the Corvette stuff or Hunter or all that stuff. So I know that the national commentators are having a ball, but when it gets right down to it, it was like, we're off to the races.
Will it, and I'm not talking about what happened last week, I'm talking more about the 4-vote margin that you have in the House of Representatives, will it make it more difficult to govern than if you had 9 or 12 or 15 vote margin?
Well, I think, you know, it would depend on who the 9 or 12 or 15 are, but it provides, it's basically a requirement because you know you're not going to get any help from the other side and don't expect any. So it's like, hey, means we're going to have to work harder in committee to make sure we get, you know, any kinks worked out or anything else like that. But Kevin, the good news is that's the legislative process. I mean, it's supposed to be transparent. You're supposed to be able to track what's going on from what happened in committee instead of, like, the Senate has been doing appropriations for the last 10 years, which is the committee doesn't even meet. And so when you're, you know, 2 weeks away from shutdown, oh, well, here's the deal. I mean, that's so phenomenally disrespectful. And Kevin, doesn't matter who's running the Senate. The history's been pretty identical, whether it's Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer. And so I'll tell you where you're going to see, it will be interesting to see, is how the House Republicans deal with not getting levered by the Senate. I mean, you expect to fight with Chuck Schumer, but the omnibus was one. It's like, well, we got 19 Republicans who basically were just fine with voting for something that had no input from House Republicans. And so, well, but we got some good defense stuff. That's important. But, you know, I think we've reached the point where it's like we don't want to sacrifice defense, but we're not going to basically be played saying here's your carrot with defense, and then we're building all this other non-defense stuff into permanent spending and stuff like that. It's like you're going to see some good fights on that. And I don't think that's going to be real hard for Republicans in the House to stick together on. I mean, you'll have to work it, but I think ultimately people understand what the common sense issues are and what the people that sent us there expect.
Okay, so what happened this week when you defunded, I guess you could say, the 87,000 IRS agents? Is that something that needs Senate approval, or are 87,000 IRS agents dead?
No, it needs Senate approval, and so it's like, okay, game on. Let's see what we got going. But the other part, the other lever that's in there, Kevin, is this. As we go through the appropriations process for the regular budgets that'll start coming before those 12 different appropriations subcommittees in the House, because we still do meet in public, you can watch the hearings, stream them or whatever, then it's like, hey, there's not just one door that you can walk through. So when we go through that budget on the House side, the challenge will be Well, guess what? For the 2024 budget, IRS, here's what we're doing to your budget. And guess what? It ain't growing. And guess what? We don't believe all the BS about you know, the talking points on the other side. And so there's more than one way to skin a cat. No offense, cat lovers. And therefore, it's like when those people are coming for their budgets, that's going to be an interesting dance to watch, because I can guarantee you, they said, well, even if the Senate leaves it in there, it's like, well, when it comes time to conference on what's going to happen with that agency, with our numbers, then it's like, hey, now you want to start talking seriously about what we're going to do, Senate?
Again, joining us, Congressman Mark Amadei. He's going to be headed to Ely in just a couple of hours to go to the Central Committee convention, the Republican convention here in the state of Nevada. I got to ask you, my phone's been blowing up. The House Republicans have announced that they are going to actually do oversight on the Biden classified documents. What do you make of that? The dog ate my homework. I didn't even know that they were there. Does it wash with you?
Well, listen, the hypocrisy, you know, you can disagree with somebody politically, and that happens all the time. But the hypocrisy, Kevin, so they were in boxes in the garage next to his Corvette, which, by the way, the last time I checked in the 60s, were not what you were buying for gas mileage or whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of like Al Gore flying around on his jet to tell everybody about how bad greenhouse gases are and stuff. We're you know, the V and me and talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk. And so the fact that it's been shut down for all intents and purposes under Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer is like, it's insidious to the whole notion of our republic. And when you watch at the same time what Donald Trump was subjected to for far less insidiousness, they just don't like him, and they really don't like him, but it's like, well, that's not against the law or whatever. And so, and they go, well, you shouldn't be spending your time on that. It's like, there's the old hypocrisy meter pegging out again, where it's like, listen, we can walk, Kevin, and chew gum at the same time. We'll do the appropriations work. We'll do the committee work. And we'll also do the oversight. Jim Jordan, by the way, you know, when you talk about the stuff on the floor, Jim Jordan didn't want to be speaker. Jim Jordan voted for Kevin McCarthy 15 times. What's going on there? Jim Jordan has lived his whole career to be where he is now as the head guy in judiciary to undo all the stuff that these guys, idiot stuff that these guys have been doing. He's a phenomenal homework guy. Does a great job, and so it's like when Jim Jordan and Comer get done with these guys, the challenge will be this. You got to do it in a timely manner, and Congress is not famous for doing anything quickly. You got to break that mold because, as you know and I know, 24 months goes real fast, and in this business, you're only as good as your next election. So it's like, you know, when all else fails – how about running for re-election based on, hey, we think we did a pretty good job, and here it is. So people can go, okay, I'll hire you for another 24 months. And so the oversight, you know, in the time I've been back there, I thought it was a lost art. And so I'm hoping that with some of the new folks and that sort of stuff that oversight is good blue-collar work, even if it doesn't end up with you on somebody's, you know, show that night or that morning, be an interview. It's like, you still got to do it. And so I'm looking forward to it. We should be doing more of it. That's how you make the power of the purse really meaningful, is circling back and going, hey, we gave you $100 to do this and that, and $100 is gone, and I don't see where you did this or that. I mean, that's just common sense.
Final couple of minutes. I know the last time we talked, you were waiting for committee assignments to come out, and you were hopeful of becoming a subcommittee chairman, one of the cardinals, so to speak, on appropriations. Have you gotten word? And did you make the cut?
Well, they're going to officially act, I think it's Tuesday. the appropriation subcommittee chairs are the only subcommittee chairs on any committee that are approved by steering. And so I think things are on track. I don't expect any surprises. And the chairwoman of the committee has asked that nobody say anything until it's official, and I'm going to respect that.
But you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I don't think... I don't